come and see this, my dear.
Shh! Why are you back so late? I didn't know what happened to you.
Oh, Rosie, just wait and see what my uncle has.
A TV! We can't afford a TV. Paul, where did you get the money for this TV? Tell me right now.
It's okay, my dear. It's a gift from my uncle.
A gift? Really? Oh, what a gift. I really don't know why your uncle is so generous to you.
Ah, he likes me. I don't blame him. I've helped him now and then.
Don't be silly, Paul. He has lots of people working for him. He doesn't need your help. I think he's just a kind man.
Well, I'm glad you like him, because he has promised to come and join us this Saturday for the big football match. He wanted to watch it with us on our new TV.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love spending time with him.
Me too. Come on, dear. It's very late. We'd better get some sleep. Good morning, my love.
No time for good mornings. You have to get to work.
Yes. I can't wait to show Samson the new TV. He's always showing off his new phone.
What do you mean?
I invited Samson to watch the match with the new TV.
Really?
Yes, and David. And I told some of the neighbours on my way back last night.
How many?
Not sure. About 20?
Paul, what am I going to feed all these people?
It's okay. We'll think of something. I told my uncle I would invite my neighbours. Maybe he can think of something. Oh, that's him. Hello, uncle? Yes. I've been telling everyone about it. Rosie is really excited. You're coming? What? But uncle, what do you mean? Okay, I see. Bye.
What is it? Why do you look so worried?
I have bad news. My uncle asked me to give him back the TV.
But I don't understand. He promised he'd come and watch the game with you.
It doesn't sound like him.
Oh, Paul, what are you going to tell our guests?
They will never stop laughing at me. Oh, why did I have to boast about it?
What are we going to do?
Rosie, I love your voice. When they come, maybe you could sing for us.
What? You can sing for your friends yourself.
Okay, please. I'll think of something. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I'd better go and catch my bus. I'll ask David and Samson for advice. Goodbye. Here are my two friends. What are you two arguing about this time? Hello, Samson. How is your new phone?
Hello, my friend. Yes, I love it. I've been listening to music on it.
Wow, I wish I had a phone like yours, Samson. Hello, David. Are you feeling any better after your sickness?
Good to see you, brother. Yes, I'm getting much better, thank you. God is good.
Ah, good. What were you two discussing just now?
We were just reading the Bible together. Genesis chapter 22. Do you remember, Paul?
Is that about Abraham?
Yes. You know how God promised Abraham a special land of his own, many people in his family, and a great name that would bless others. And God promised that all this would come through his son Isaac. But then God asks Abraham to sacrifice his own son Isaac.
But didn't God promise he would bless Abraham through Isaac?
Yes, but if Isaac dies, then there won't be any promises. I think Abraham has lost that promise. He must have upset God.
Well, let's see what happens next. God has said two different things to Abraham. He has promised blessing through his son Isaac, and then he has told him to sacrifice his son Isaac.
I don't understand. Abraham has to choose whether to trust the promise or obey the command. What's the way out? If Abraham sacrifices Isaac, does he lose the promises?
Well, Abraham must have done something wrong. And so God is taking away the promises by taking away Isaac. God wants to show Abraham who is stronger. He wants to shame Abraham and Sarah by taking away their special son.
No, that doesn't sound like God. Abraham trusted God, so he knew both words to him were true. He knew that God would find a way. Maybe he told Sarah that he would sacrifice Isaac, but to expect to see him back in a few days with Isaac walking beside him. Abraham had worked out that when he sacrificed Isaac, God would raise Isaac again, so the promises could be true. He believed this so much that he would have actually killed his son. See what it says in Hebrews chapter 11. Abraham had faith, so he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. Abraham believed that God could raise the dead.
So, in a way, Isaac came back from the dead?
Yes, and Abraham learnt about resurrection. So even if Abraham died without the promises coming true in his lifetime, Abraham wouldn't miss out on any. He now knew he would enjoy the completion of the promises when God would resurrect him.
Wow! Abraham trusted God so much! I don't know if I could do that.
You know, many years later, another loved son was obedient and offered himself as a sacrifice. But this son was provided by God, and he came back from death. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think I do.
So, Paul, I want to see this new TV of yours. You don't mind if my wife and children come also, do you?
I'm very excited about the match.
Actually, I have a problem. I'm afraid my uncle has asked me to give it back.
Oh? That doesn't sound like him. Why does he want it back?
I don't know. He called me this morning. He sounded in a hurry, but happy. He just said, trust me.
Haha! I told you to be nice to him. You must have done something to offend him.
What will you do, Paul?
You must be strong, Paul. That TV is yours now. Don't give it back. Maybe your uncle is trying to embarrass you to show you who's boss.
Paul, has your uncle always been kind to you?
Well, yes.
Has he always kept his promises?
Yes. It's Uncle. Hello, Uncle. Yes. Yes. I've thought about it, and I'll bring the TV back to you in the morning. Don't worry about coming over for the match. I can... What? What do you mean a brand new one? An even bigger one? Ho ho! Uncle, yes, of course. Okay, bye.
What's happened now?
My uncle hasn't just kept his promise. He's more wonderful than I thought.
What do you mean?
Uncle wanted the TV back, so he could give me an even better one. He was at the shop this morning and about to buy it when I told him I was inviting all my neighbours. He thought we needed an even bigger one.
Ah, so he's still coming to see the match, as he promised.
Oh, yes. And he's bringing food also. Rosie will be so relieved.
Oh, that is good news. You know how much my boys eat.
Ha ha! So there is the way out of the puzzle. Your uncle was true to his word, even when he asked for the TV back.
Yes, I see it now. Look, here comes the bus. Goodbye, my friends. I'll see you on Saturday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Paul.
Dear God, thank you for my uncle and his gift. Thank you that he wants good things for me, and you do too. Sometimes it feels like you're not keeping your promises to me in the Bible. Please help me to be patient and to trust you like Abraham did. I want to be sure of how good you are to me. Thank you that even if I die before Jesus returns for me, I'm not missing out on anything, because you will raise me again. Then you have it all waiting for me and more. You are a great father to me. Thank you, God. Amen.
Hello. We hope you enjoyed listening to this drama. It was written by Martin Olmos and Joe Radkovich, acting by Samuel Gates, Ruth Lee, Luke Foster and Harry Martin. This project uses an interactive audio drama to help Christians in the Global South learn how the Bible fits together with Jesus at its heart. Follow this project at BibleSoapOpera.com.